is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
How y'all doing? This is Herbis Kareem and Chocolate Queen. We are now going to call this Pull Up Thursdays,
know?
So we got some things we want to talk about. We're having a reaction on a video that's been going viral. What is it about?
It's about a young woman or a woman who goes on a date, first date.
Y'all heard
to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, you heard about it. We want to talk about it.
Yes.
We want to talk about it.
Let's just come on now.
Let's just hear some sounds. Let's hear some things.
Yes.
You're recording me?
Yeah. This is the Cheesecake Factory. This is the Cheesecake Factory, y'all.
What's the problem with that?
This is a chain restaurant. Who takes someone that looks like this to a chain restaurant?
You want to talk about it? I'm fine with talking about it, even in front of them.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Come on, get up, go on in the car. Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Oh. Now, y'all want to listen to that? We're going to put the link down there below so you can actually check it out yourself. Mm-hmm. But man,
yeah,
that was. She said, what'd she say?
She said
that it looks like this.
Basically, what she looked like is what she was saying.
Oh, in her mind, she's Beyonce.
Very close.
I'm trying to figure out what she thought she looked like. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this right now, which I know you're not, you out your. Man,
wait, and then I'm sitting here and she's like, a cheesecake. Wait,
she said a cheesecake crack factory. This is a chain, this is part of a chain
restaurant.
That's almost like if you take somebody to Black Angus, that's a chain. If you take somebody to Chick-fil-A,
that's a chain.
Carl's Jr. I guess I was out of line when I took you to Carl's Jr.
No, you weren't.
That's a chain.
I knew better.
I didn't know you liked that. And plus, you asked to go to your favorite spot.
It's a first date.
Right.
But listen, mm-hmm. If you listen to it more, she goes in and see in the beginning, she talks about courting. So at first I was like, oh, they've been dating a while. And I guess she's just a little irritated because they're courting. So, you know, me being the person that I am, I'm like, well, let's go with the definition of courting first. Mm-hmm. Okay. Be involved with someone romantically, typically with the intention of marrying. So how did that become courting? Because she uses the word courting. And this is their first date.
They about a bag. Are y'all about a bag today?
Really?
I'm just saying. Is this new
I just can't believe
wave
it.
Is about the woman, the man better have a bag.
Then she told him, yeah, let's talk about it. Why don't you get it back in the car so we can discuss this?
She said we could talk about it because she was filming him.
He was like, are you filming me? Yes.
He's like, do you want to talk about this? She's like, we could talk about it. He's like, I don't mind talking about it. He said, in front of them.
Yes.
Did he hold his own?
He held. Yes. He held his own.
And yeah, we're going to put that link down there so y'all can watch.
He held his own to the point where he was like, I know what I'm wanting to do. I already made a decision. I'm dropping you back at home. It's time for us to go.
He did better than I did. I'd have been like, you don't want to go to Cheesecake Factory? Well, I don't believe in people with attitudes like this getting a whole ride back in my car. You could take Uber.
Uber.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's your Cash App? What you need that for? Let me Cash App you some money to get.
You got enough money?
Yeah, you're right.
If you all about the Benjamins and you know exactly what you want, mm-hmm. is one of those Fleming's, and I don't even know the restaurant. I heard the restaurant was in Vegas. I'm not familiar with the restaurant in Vegas, but nonetheless,
she wanted a high-end restaurant.
I don't even know what kind of car he was rolling. I wanted to know what kind of car.
Just she got in
just
the car.
Just to see. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what was he rolling that you just believed that he must be rolling?
Man, he must was in a.
He must have been in something fresh.
Mercedes Benz or something.
Or a Porsche.
Or Audi or something.
He must have been in something because
them name brand was right there.
And then she had him holding, waiting when he was picking her up a whole hour.
Wow.
She had the audacity to get upset. Not get upset, but just the fact that leaving him a whole hour and then get in the car, get there and get upset because he took her to cheese. Let me tell y'all something.
Yeah, talk to her because I don't know what to say. I'm gonna rip somebody.
Listen,
you know?
I absolutely love, I ain't gonna lie, honey, do I love the Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, yeah, that's
one, it is
her,
one
that's
of her, my one of her favorite, favorite restaurants.
I think it's your favorite.
It's one of my favorites, for real. I love it. I don't even eat the cheesecake. It ain't about the cheesecake for me.
I like the
food, the ambiance.
The variety of food.
I like the small plates. Mm-hmm. I like the ambiance. That's what I like.
They get it in over there.
And like you said,
that ain't no cheap plate right there. Two
I don't
people.
Think it's cheap.
Man, if you want to get it in and eat, that ain't cheap.
But
in my mind, cheap is taking yourself to Subway. Okay.
Or
you
KFC.
Might get a place to sit.
Or KFC.
KFC, yeah, that's
Jack in the Box,
and I'm getting you the vegetable section, something. You're getting herbivore food.
I just can't believe her. I really can't. And coming from a male's perspective, because you already said what you would have did.
Oh yeah,
you would have had her on the side.
I don't
think
we would have got that far. I would have smelled the attitude from afar anyway.
But how is it, Cordy? He's not. This is a first date. Your first date is, yes, it's your first impression. You want to show up, but in your pocket, you want to make sure that you can afford to pay for it. Man. Like he said, I'm a gentleman. I'm being considerate, you know, and making sure I pay for your meal. What more do you want? We just on a first date.
Right. So if it's a first, if she's asking for, in my mind, because I would have probably said this as well. Okay. So you think it's disrespectful getting you an Uber because you just disrespected me. So I need to understand, since you want to go to a non-chain location, basically a high-end spot,
yes.
you having me spend
hundreds.
Them places where they don't even have the prices
That's
on the
right.
menu. I've been
That's
there before.
Right. Yes.
Took people. You know, we know. Remember that place by Humphrey by the Bay?
Oh, yeah.
Over there in San Diego?
That was like our first.
That was my first time seeing. That lets you know I ain't took nobody.
That was our anniversary dinner. First year.
And that was my first time. I said, where the price is at?
Remember?
You were like, baby, this is one of the expensive places.
Very expensive.
I said, okay. Oh, it don't matter though. I got you. I was like, I got you. It's nothing. But I'm like, God dang. If the prices are hidden, what is it? I'm hoping it's not $100 a plate.
Oof.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was like $50.
But
50 to 60 bucks a plate.
Listen, that was back then. That was in 2000.
Oh, it might be higher now. It might be 100, no, 110, 120 plate.
Yeah.
Plus a drink, plus wine. Listen, if you take it somewhere like somebody like that, like my queen, you better be a whole wife already.
A whole wife.
We better be engaged.
Have
it
kids.
Better be a special day. Have kids. It better be some your birthday. Like 50 Cent said, it's your birthday. It better be one of them days.
Oh, my God.
An anniversary is your anniversary.
Right.
It better be something special. Now, if not, and it's just one of the regular days that she's talking about court and we going out, you better let me. I'm getting in between the sheets. Like, I'm going to straight up ask you, listen, hold on. The only way you're going to get that early before we actually, you know, get past third, fourth, fifth base, what everybody say and everything, and we find out who you is. You ain't even met my mom and everything. Since we doing it like that and you want to deep in my dive in my pockets, I need to deep dive in that goodness and that honey pot. Okay, so if you give me some of that, well, let's go right now.
Oh, ladies.
I'm gonna take you right now. Matter of fact, I need some kind of deposit to make sure that I'm gonna get that, because you might play me.
You're right, a deposit.
You might play me. You know what I'm saying? What you mean deposit? Give me a little something in this car right now, real quick. You know what I'm saying? You know what they call it.
I would love for us to be able to have a caller calling in if we
That's what that's what we're gonna be doing on Pull Up Thursdays.
Call in and tell us
how you feel. Yeah.
Because we're gonna have to look for reaction videos that we can talk about as well. So we can get the callers calling.
Because people out here cuckoo birding. Y'all crazy, man.
Oh my goodness. Talking about we courting. You ain't courting, it's your first date.
I don't even think they know what courting is. What was courting back in the day? Because I was talking to my brother today this morning.
Okay.
And I was asking him. I say, man, because we were talking about the youngsters that they meet. They be DMing and these youngsters that's 18 and 19 and 17 and 20 and 21. They meeting everybody online and having long distance relationships, 6 months, year, 2 years, and ain't even never met them. But they talk all day long and they building a friendship.
Yep.
But to them, I asked them, what's going on with the getting married type thing? They don't even do that no more. With them days when you would before you get the cookie, you get married. So you gave up your cookie before you married me, right?
No, sir.
You didn't give me none.
Man,
y'all think it's a lie. This lady was serious about it. Had I not been raised from my father in a church that was Seventh Day Adventist, I'm not Seventh Day Adventist now, but I was raised from that. Had my mom and dad not been, my father was Methodist, my mother was Church of God in Christ. I'm telling you,
I'd
have been like, you out your mind. You
got me talking about, I'm a woman.
But I understood what she said. I got to wait.
Remember chastity? Women actually believed in chastity.
What's chastity? What's that?
That means you wait. You don't just give your cookie out to everybody. It's chase.
It's about
I need you to chase me.
But also it's about who you are.
Yeah.
If you ain't worried of me bringing you to my mama,
then I ain't chasing you.
I ain't got to worry about it. Listen, my motto was more like this. If I'm not even considering letting you meet my moms, my family, I'm not even thinking about waiting. I'm going to keep it pushing. I'm going to keep it moving. But if you got standards like that, you didn't bumped up.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all don't even know, man.
Y'all think guys.
Yeah. Standards. Yeah. A lot of guys. Y'all, exactly. We ain't talking about them standards of the checklist. You know what I'm saying? I
mean, high school.
He better be making over $85,000 to $100,000 a year. He better be already have himself for being one of them luxury rides that are 80 to 100,000. You better not. Oh, that's a list.
That's that list.
No, some females have that confused thinking that's the standards. Mm-hmm. And my standards is his job, and it better be a tight paying job. His credit.
He better have more than I do.
Yeah, he better have more. And he better not have no kid. Who you going to find a man that's over 30? Matter of fact, that's over 22. That ain't got no kids. Okay. They either got kids or they've been married and got kids, or they've been in a commitment and got kids.
Regardless,
or
they got kids.
Man, they got something out there, man.
Something.
Come on now. Let's keep it real, man. I don't get it, man. I'm lost.
Yes, it's that delusional thing. Really? Really? Your and then you have the audacity to put it out there like, hey, y'all, jump in. It's supposed to be.
She looked like a whole clown. I know everybody found her. I know they was talking crazy about her. She made sisters look bad. Did she make y'all look good?
Oh, my. No.
Is that how y'all looking, thinking, and everything? I don't know.
To be honest with you, I literally thought it was a blooper. Like, you know, playing games and, you know, couples who get together and they just want to have some content. I really did.
What she did was she messed up, because there's a whole, that's like four or five groups out there with the men.
I felt sorry.
Banging on sisters, banging on women that think exactly how she think right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kevin Samuels, that actually rests in peace, was heavy on this. He wasn't really going hard on sisters. He was going hard on thought processes. Just like that. If you think like that, oh my God, he was going for your jugular, your throat. You're like, aren't you out your mind? And you want a what? That's called a high value man. You want a man to be able to take you to a non-chain restaurant? He got a bag. You know how much it costs to go to a restaurant? It's all they do. Look, hold on. Do you know the average? Need to know that. A person don't know what a high-end restaurant prices are and what an individual getting paid, you know, on a regular job, how that has set them back a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you know the prices?
I don't know.
You said we remember when we went. It was about $50 a plate, and it was different way back in the day, and that wasn't even counting the drinks.
It took a
while. That wasn't even counting the tip.
It took a while for us to even do that. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a while. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying we didn't do it until after we were married in our first anniversary.
Oh yeah.
We didn't do it while we were dating.
And then after that,
you didn't take me to no expensive restaurant on our first date.
And where did I take you now?
Now
I take you different. To them. Wait, hold on.
But I go to Cheesecake Factory.
I take you to them train. According to her,
I go.
I'm disrespecting you. Right. According to her, I'm disrespecting. I take you to them high end restaurants. When
our
I take you
to
anniversary,
yes.
Or Valentine's Day, you
or
might get
whatever,
it.
Or
your
just
birthday,
because,
you might get it. And when I did, just because we ain't gotta wait for no holiday.
No.
But taking you out.
But the expectation that she had, the look that she had on her face, she literally felt like, no, you didn't.
You better be happy with Outback Steakhouse.
She would have really been clowning.
You would have
clowned no matter
what. With a load of potato.
That's crazy.
And some Brussels sprouts. And a whole Caesar salad with some salad season on it.
I'm really surprised.
You better be happy I got you, get you a drink.
Like I said, I'm surprised he took her home.
Oh my God, he was a gentleman.
He was.
I have
a gentleman.
To give him that.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
We'll no, I mean this is this. Look, I'm talking about high end restaurants, and they bringing up chain restaurants.
Oh, because we're talking about
exactly. Can you become a millionaire from a
Google?
Oh my God,
you gotta love it.
They said the high end restaurants. We already been there. We already know. We go there at least twice a year.
Yeah.
So high end restaurants. When we leave out of there, we spend what, for me and you, about with your drinks and everything, about $250. Yeah, about $250 to $300. Yeah. That's what we spend. It's about $150 per person.
Yeah.
Just as being real. And when we go, we eat. We order almost everything. Stuff you know you ain't gonna be able to box up and take home. You just picking like what, 2-3 bites out of each.
Yep.
Cause you just want it.
Yep.
Yeah, this is a special day, man.
We order everything.
What was so special about? Oh, she said because she was the prize.
She was the prize.
She said because she looked like that. So if she looked like that, she want to be taken like that every day.
Yeah.
Every time they go out, he want to go out.
I was thinking, I was like, oh.
He going to be broke, man.
So if he had decided to continue his courting
with
her.
Oh, yeah, he was broke.
And then marry her, what was going to be the expectation after they got married?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy he made the decision.
I'm going to watch this video after this.
I would love
to watch it.
And see, you know, because I'm, you know, like most of us, we over there, we just go scrolling through our TikToks or our Instagrams or whatever. I saw that. I said, really?
She's a clown. I'm just being real. I'm being nice when I just call her a clown. She's a clown.
Ladies, gentlemen, we need to be better than
this. Hell?
Better than this. We can do better than that.
Man. Yeah. So, who raised her?
I don't.
That's what when people say, man, who raised you?
I'm telling you, these video vixens, models, Instagram models are causing havoc.
Man.
On the regular people.
Regular people.
Who and go to work every single
what,
day.
What my mom
have
said?
Have this expectation. Think
my,
what?
My mom said the way that the elders be outmatch and outthink the rest of the generations under them. I said, how you do that, mom? Because I wanted to be curious. I should put that guy. I need to start calling. You know what? We can start calling people. We can start calling people and letting them run. Because she will run her mouth. You ain't going to be able to get off the line,
I
though.
Know.
But yeah, she said, I beat them. I'll match them by just what? Common sense.
Common sense.
She said, I use regular. I might not be a fast thinker. Mm-hmm. I can't use this technology. Mm-hmm. But I have just simplicity, mm-hmm. common sense. Mm-hmm. Because common ain't common. Common no more.
It ain't common.
Man, on that note, I want to say goodbye to y'all. Peace. We don't catch y'all next time. But we
listening.
Appreciate y'all because we ain't been coming. Tell us what's up.
You know, I just need you guys to know. If you're listening, write us. You know, go ahead and send an email to mo4cyclesoflife@gmail.com to the Queen's Letter. And tell us your thoughts.
Let's hear.
Get some feedback. Give us something to talk about.
And we're going to start calling people.
And we're going to pull up Thursday.
Pull up because it's pull up Thursday because we are moving. We want to apologize. We're not doing one because our schedules are busy.
It's too busy.
So I'm doing a lot. She doing a lot and homeschool. And I'm doing the business. And she doing the business. And we actually doing products and services. So we're doing pull up Thursdays. That's what we're going to commit ourselves
Come
to
on,
once a
pull
week.
Up.
But yeah, we're going to start running. Calling folks, you know what I mean? Because we want to spread this love. Because love is what?
God.
And God is love.
Peace.
Y'all take care. Peace.